Yes, they're all rules to writing fantasy, and one of them is there has to be a scene in a tavern.
Oh, right.
Okay. This is, you know, it's a sort of running joke in the fantasy thing, is you have to have a scene in a tavern. So I thought, well, I've broken all the other rules here, but I actually quite like the idea of a scene in a tavern, then I can have fun with it, because what if this tavern was a gay bar? Yeah. Who cares if this is pre-medieval...
We were gays then.
Well, exactly, but not necessarily gay bars. But anyway,
do we actually know that?
No, we don't know that. And on the basis that if you're going to have a tavern scene, you might as well enjoy it. This is what I did. So I'm not going to explain who everybody is. It gets too complicated, and it doesn't matter hugely in the context of this. Killen put his arms about Maeve's waist and kissed the back of her neck. He felt the momentary surprise and acceptance of her body moulding itself against his. He sighed and closed his eyes, drinking the scent of her hair. She twisted about and pulled out of his arms. He opened his eyes. There was something about her expression, something cleansed perhaps, as though a threatening cloud had passed. He reached but didn't touch. Ah, I feel surplus to requirements. Her eyes widened slightly and shifted away from his face. Guilt. He recognised the signs. Tegan, she began. He reached out, shaking his head quickly and placing two fingers against her mouth to still her words. Tegan, he said, resignation making his voice atypically dull. When he was certain she wouldn't try to explain, his hands found somewhere to hide inside his sleeves as he hunched his shoulders, feeling unaccountably forlorn. He was concerned to find he minded. Maeve had been fun. He tried to find something to say, but his wit and tongue seemed to have deserted him. Maeve looked anxiously into Killen's face and found something between hurt and anger there. He turned away sharply, as though it pained him to look into her eyes. Impatience hit her. Surely! He wasn't pretending he cared. Killen rubbed his chest thoughtfully, then turned his shoulder just sufficiently that they could each pretend they weren't together. Not apart, not... His feet took him to the row of barrels. His hand beckoned the keg mistress, found coins curved about a mug. The sharp fire of the alcohol hit his tongue, the back of his throat, his chest, his stomach, his mind. He glanced about the tightly packed room, focusing on each face in turn, aware of a sudden that he was glowering, and made a conscious attempt to stop. Shoulders back and down, brows up and relaxed, hands loose. His eyes rested on a dark-haired woman he could not place. She met his gaze coolly and turned slightly away, almost scornful. He shrugged and forgot her. There was Ulla. She raised her head and met his gaze. He shook his head, finding a smile he didn't know he possessed, and bestowed it on the next face that came into focus. Ynir smiled uncertainly back. Ynir, well, why not? Killen shouldered his way to Ynir's side, making his walk relaxed, his body open and welcoming, shedding his irritation and disappointment, thinking himself into another mood, consoling, warm, subtly sexual. Yes, Ynir would do. Ulla rose abruptly from her comfortable corner, made an excuse to Auron, and wove her way towards Maeve. Maeve watched Killen, wondering what the opening comment of that conversation would be. Ynir was part of her crew. If Killen had unkind things to say, she would rather they were not to one of hers. She was too hot, an uncomfortable flush on her face, her collar suddenly too tight and rough against her skin. She loosened the fastening and put the cool metal of her mug against her cheek. A hand touched her shoulder and she twisted in the tightly packed crowd to greet Ulla. "Did I see what I think I saw?" Ulla asked, with a mischievous smile setting crinkles about her eyes. "Did you just let Killen loose?" Maeve's mouth quirked uncomfortably. "You could put it like that." Ulla laid a finger gently on the frown that knit Maeve's brow. "And you feel bad about it?" "A little." "Don't." Ulla sipped her ale. "He'll have a new victim within half an hour." "Victim?" "A new intimate friend, then." Maeve found indignation welling up at Ulla's low opinion of Killen and of the worth of her own affection for him and the effect upon him of her rejection. "Nonsense," she said sharply. Ulla grinned. "Then I wager you a measure of best ale, if I'm wrong, against a kiss if I'm right." Maeve narrowed her eyes at Ulla. "And I thought you and Auron would grow old together." "We will. It's just a kiss. I'm no Killen." "You don't care for him much." He's a complete bastard, my love, but he's also a charmer. Everyone loves him. He's all and everything to whoever he's with. And that changes so quickly, about now, I'd say. Ula waved her mug in Killen's direction. Inir bent his head slightly to hear Killen, his hand rising to rest on Killen's back, below his shoulder blade. Killen's hand fell against Inir's neck in something that approached a caress, pulling him into an intimacy that might be secrecy or something more. Maeve shivered with jealousy, then shook herself out of it. What Killen did wasn't her concern now. Inir doesn't count. Killen's been helping him over Balin. There's helping and helping. I give it another 10 minutes before they leave together. Maeve shook her head. Go and buy the beer, Ula. Ula grinned and fought her way to the barrels. Before she was back at Maeve's elbow, Inir and Killen had gone. You owe me 2 coppers for the beer, she said, and a kiss. Maeve handed over the money and bent her head to kiss Ula chastely on the side of her mouth. Ula moved her head slightly, meeting the kiss full on. She heard Maeve's intake of breath and pressed slightly harder, feeling Maeve's almost involuntary response and taking full advantage. Maeve drew back, the too hot, uncomfortable feeling about her collar once more. Ula rested her hand on the back of Maeve's neck, keeping her close enough that what they said couldn't be overheard. Whatever it is that Killen has that draws people to him, you have it too. Maeve reached and untangled Ula's hand from her hair. Tegan is back in my life. I have everything I want. Ula stepped away. Not you, Maeve. Maeve frowned, out of kilter and hoping she was still being teased. Don't flirt, Ula. Someone might think you mean it. Ula shrugged. So I can expect Tegan to be less grumpy, can I? Tegan is always grumpy. Ula laughed and Maeve forgot about her rough, too tight collar.